Hi, and welcome to the Knowledge Lake Pivot podcast. I'm Pam Behnke, Director of Product Marketing here at Knowledge Lake, and I'm excited to kick the year off with all of you. We hope 2025 brings you all much success. And today we have a special guest joining us. Michael Kern is our Managing Director at Knowledge Lake. Michael recently attended two major events, the Government AI Coalition Summit and the GDS CIO Insights Summit. Michael, welcome to the show. And we'll dive right in. Michael, you and I actually both attended the GovAI Coalition Summit. It was a great event and would love to hear what were some of the most surprising or impactful insights you gained about adoption of AI in the government sector there.
Definitely, Pam. Yeah. And thanks for having me on the pod. I appreciate it. Looking forward to the chat. These were both great events. We learned a ton. And this first one, the Government AI Coalition that you just alluded to, let me start by just kind of giving a high level of what that is, just so everyone, has awareness. It's actually a newer coalition that was developed by the city of San Jose, California. Their CIO developed this coalition, and he brought together at this point in time 500 agencies across the United States, and it has about 1,700 members. And what they did was they launched this coalition to really promote responsible AI across different agencies in the U.S., right? And what they want is to provide a hub for everyone to come together and share use cases, share ways in which they can promote AI safety and readiness for AI. And they'll do this through just various forms of collaboration, right? So they'll share things like AI contracts with vendors. They'll share, like I said, use cases, right? And other ways in which they're thinking about, keeping AI safe. So it's something that we're excited to be a part of, and continue to drive, right? Because the government space is such an important one, especially when you think about innovation, right? And how tech can help, improve service delivery there. So why don't I get into, if that's okay, Pam, I can jump into some of the like key themes that we saw across the event. That
Yeah,
sound
that would be
good?
great. Perfect.
Yeah. So in your question was around like some of the impactful insights, right? So one of the big ones was that I thought was interesting is if you think about it, like these cities, they don't compete with other cities. When you think about like the commercial space, anyone who does something similar to what you do is your competitor, right? But that's obviously different when you think about government. So the coalition itself was developed to create this massive advantage, right? Look, we have all these other people doing the same thing that we do, but we're not competing with them. So let's kind of create an army, of support for one another and learn from one another. And so that was just a I think an important insight to kind of, lay the foundation for why this is an important thing. One was, trust was a big topic at this event, right? So they're talking about like, hey, we have to improve public service delivery because we need to improve trust, right, within the government at large. As you think about it, like the way that you're treated locally, like when we go to, to receive any service within our municipality, it really kind of creates a certain feeling for us, right? And that feeling, is how we feel about our government at large. So creating that trust was a big theme. The fact that populations are growing is a big theme within this event. Like a lot of these cities are, they're taking on a lot more workload, right? They're getting a lot more requests in general, and they just don't have a lot of people to throw at these problems, right? Like they don't have people freed up to continue taking on more work, and they need to provide, more personable, services to their citizens. So the challenge is how do we continue to take on these requests and grow without, continuing to add people because they're having a hard time, by the way, holding on to a lot of their employees. That's one of the challenges they have. And interesting stat like that we heard, Pam, you probably remember this, was that the adoption in government for just AI and tech in general is 25% versus 60% in the commercial space. So
Right.
significantly lower, obviously, right? There was, understandably, there was discussion around just fear and of adopting AI, right? Concerns about data security and concerns about safety. So there was a lot of conversation around this. And then around like how do you just create some quick wins like within your jurisdiction, right? Like how do we identify simple use cases to get some quick wins that are really pragmatic, you know, for the city or the municipality? So those are some big ones.
Yeah, I
I could
think,
talk, let me, yeah, I'll pause and go ahead.
I was gonna say, I like the quick wins for sure is something that stood out for me, because although there is perhaps some hesitancy, there is a lot of excitement in the government space in terms of adopting AI. And I think that audience is really starting to see the value and the potential, and I think they're ready to take that leap.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I appreciated that they want, you know, it to be simple and pragmatic. And then we heard, you know, you reminded me that, you know, they were really promoting this idea of pilots, right? Let's get some pilots done with these vendors. Let's work with vendors that will help us prove this out really quickly. And then, you know, obviously move into production from there. But, you know, that's something that is important for vendors to keep in mind out there, you know, like ourselves.
Yeah, and I think that brings me to my next question around that event is, from your perspective, how can Knowledge Lake solutions align with the priorities or the challenges highlighted at the Government AI Coalition Summit?
Yeah, that's a good question, and let's get into that. I think the first thing that comes to mind is use cases, right? We can bring specific use cases to the table that like to align with some of those themes, right? Are pragmatic. We can pilot it really quickly. We can get some quick wins. We heard about some really interesting use cases out there, right? Like they were, you know, one municipality was doing urban farm planning using AI. Another was doing, you know, climate change mitigation. Legislative tracking was another thing that we heard about, like how you consolidate like legislative updates across different jurisdictions. Obviously, chatbots was a theme, but so these are all like really interesting applications that we heard about. And then when we think about Knowledge Lake from our perspective, right, we have this platform that from end to end just helps automate a lot of knowledge work, right, and really focus well on using AI within the document space. So when you think about any document heavy, you know, industry, obviously government is a big one. And so we look at some ways that which we could help in, you know, areas like records retention, you know, the clerk of courts, you know, across other admin areas like obviously finance and HR. There's a lot of what I love about Knowledge Lake is there's just a lot of areas that we can impact, right? And so there, in addition to just I think really pragmatic use cases around, hey, where is paper heavy? Where is document heavy? And how can we start to automate a lot of these tasks? And again, back to the theme, there's a lot of people, right, doing these tasks, but they're having trouble keeping people, right, on board, and they're having trouble growing, right, the amount of people that they hire. So they need to start to leverage technology. So outside of use cases, like some of the other themes that were interesting were, I mentioned safety and security, right? So I think that we're positioned really well on data security and safety, right? Having worked in the government space, we have over 40 government clients, but also being cloud native on Azure is a big deal, right? We're extremely secure. And then by nature, the way that we work with Gen AI is we work as a pass-through service, right? So we're not, you know, exposing any of the an organization's data whatsoever, right, to the cloud or to, you know, large language models or anything like that. I alluded to, you know, having some quick wins across different departments, keeping it very simple so that they can get operational wins that are tangible in nature across their administrative tasks. And then we can do a custom pilot at Knowledge Lake, right, in as little as a week and show our
Yeah.
document extraction capabilities. So these are some ways that I think that we align with a lot of those themes.
Awesome.
Would you,
Yeah,
yeah, would you
I
add,
agree.
yeah, anything to add, Pam, that
No,
came
I
up on?
think you covered pretty much the highlights. I think we're excited to continue being involved with the Gov AI Coalition. I know we're really going to continue partnering with them and definitely attending meetings and participating as much as we can to enable a lot of these counties, local state governments. So shifting to the GDS CIO Insight Summit, which I did not attend, but heard was fantastic. Would like to hear a little description of what that event was all about, and also what did you hear were key challenges or trends discussed regarding technology transformation in the enterprise space?
Also a great event. And so this event is sort of like a speed dating event where we would sit down with one-on-ones with executives. So we met with a lot of CIOs across various industries, from banking to healthcare to higher ed. And a lot of this, of course, being a CIO event, the themes were based around IT, right? So what I really liked, before I get into some of the themes, sorry, before I get into what I liked, some of the themes that I heard a lot about were things like data governance, right? Obviously, going to the similar theme that we heard at the last event, AI security, right? AI safety. So data, a lot of people just that I was speaking to at this event were talking about data governance and data management, right? Hey, we need to focus on getting our data ready for AI, right? Obviously, there's this massive opportunity with Gen AI. So there's kind of a new focus coming back to the forefront around data management. And so we plug well into that theme, especially when you think about a lot of the data that's locked into the unstructured data that's locked in, documents, right? And other areas of unstructured data. So that was really interesting to hear and something we could speak to. A lot of the IT leaders were talking about, this idea that business strategy is IT strategy, right? That there's not like the separation between IT and business, right? That they really view themselves as a facilitator to lead the business, right? To think about themselves kind of like a portfolio manager that serves the business in the ways of innovation, right? So truly like leaders that think about like a center of excellence, right? Thinking about themselves in that way. And defining their operating model in that way, right? So we heard a lot of themes around, and this was in some of the keynotes, by the way. We're listening to some keynotes. We're also having one-on-ones. But making sure that we're redefining our operating model with this explosion of AI to do a better job of ensuring the business is able to innovate and be successful in delivering a better service to their customers. Similarly, we heard about just incremental improvements was the word that was used there, though. But like, right, this idea of getting a quick win, just a small incremental, bites out of this big elephant of innovation. So, the other thing that was interesting, especially coming from kind of IT leaders, was talking about the return on investment, right? That the return, it's important to not just be so quantitative in the way you think about returns, like this tangible ROI. I appreciated this, right? Coming from IT, is that ROI isn't everything. Obviously, it's something that we can measure, but there's also this idea that we need to plan for the future. That we need to look for qualitative improvements, right? Qualitative returns over just quantitative ones. And then considering the risk of just doing nothing at this point in time, right? If you're not staying competitive and you're doing nothing, like what's the risk? Obviously it becomes somewhat existential when you think about what your competitors are doing. So that was a good one. And then hiring talent, was another big theme as well. So you're starting to see some of this even carry over from the last event, whether it's government or just CIOs within different industries. There's some interesting themes that carried over. So, and yeah, that's about it there.
Right. No, that's really interesting, and that will bring me to my last question. After attending the GDS CIO Insight Summit, what opportunities do you see for us for Knowledge Lake to support organizations in their digital transformation goals, in optimizing, data management and operational efficiency, and kind of rethinking the way they do work, which is, what we're focused on?
And this, it was interesting when we thought it was Bart and I, so Bart Peluso, who was there with me, were thinking about sort of the data management side of it a little bit. And a lot of what folks were focused on as well was, I mentioned data management, but why are you doing data management? Obviously, so that you can glean insights, right, to make decisions from your data, right? So that's analytics in nature. But if you don't have access to that data, right, i.e., this idea of unstructured data that's locked up, then you're not ever able to report on that information and make good decisions. So when we thought about sort of this data lifecycle, we were really informing people that, hey, a lot of this information that's trapped on documents that you're no longer that you're not currently able to access, we're able to extract that and then integrate it right into any system within your organization. So we're agnostic as far as where we can integrate that, but that really gets it back into the systems. And obviously, those are the systems that you're pulling your data from. You're pulling the data from the back end. So we're really helping enable them with better decisions at the end of the day, right? By providing better data to the organization. So that's one, like that's one area that would help. Another, big theme that we heard just sitting down in these one-on-ones was, question that we would ask, hey, what are the conversations at the board level, right? When you're sitting down, whether it's the board level or just in leadership meeting, what are the conversations that you guys are having? And a major theme has been operational efficiency, right? Ways in which they can reduce costs through operational efficiency. So that's a huge area that Knowledge Lake can benefit, right? When we think about this idea of human work output and how we can help start to bring technology in to take a lot of the mundane work that humans are doing, that really resonated with a lot of these leaders, especially when we connected this idea like end-to-end automation from documents to getting data into systems. And ultimately for them, this helps bridge the th this helps improve the partnership that they have with their business, right? So bringing together IT and business, right, to improve their ability to help the company innovate, to serve their customers better. So that was a theme that also resonates with IT that, hey, we're a great bridge as a platform to help them better serve the business, but not have to take on the burden of doing all the work as well, right? So what do I mean by that? I mean that we allow the business to, use a no-coding platform to take part in, right, automating a lot of their own processes through our workflow, right? Our drag and drop workflow capabilities. So that idea of creating kind of a citizen developer is a great theme for ITs. They can focus on the governance, right? They can focus on the infrastructure and let the business drive, some more aspects of the operational efficiencies and innovations there. So
Perfect.
here we go.
Well, this was great. I think you provided a great insight into two really strong events for us. And that kind of brings us to the end of today's episode of Knowledge Like Pivot. I want to thank you, Michael, for joining us and sharing these great, insightful experiences. I want to invite the audience, if you have any other questions or if you're interested in learning more about Knowledge Lake, you can reach out to michael.kern, Kern, at knowledgelake.com, or just visit us at knowledgelake.com to learn more. It's really inspiring to hear how Knowledge Lake is positioned to address the evolving challenges and seize these opportunities in AI adoption and digital transformation. And I'm looking forward to sharing more stories of how we're doing this with our customers. So I hope this discussion was valuable. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your network and stay connected with us for more conversations on innovation, data management, and operational excellence. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Pam. Have a good one.
All right, take care. Bye.